It's Tuesday. Elvis means Tuesday here on The Takeaway, and Tuesday means work. Today we ask, have you ever thought about turning your hobby into a business? That's right, the thing you love to do in your spare time just for fun, or maybe because you've got some time on your hands because you're not working as much as you want to. Is there a way to turn that into a moneymaker? Is it possible even in today's economic climate when jobs are so short? Justin Jones Fosu is a leadership trainer, and he's the host of Listen Up on WEAA Radio in Baltimore. And he says that depending on where your interests are and how you go about doing things, now may actually be the perfect time to get started on your mission of turning a hobby into a job. Justin joins us from Baltimore. And Lee Zukor, who turned his hobby, which is eating, into a small business last year, has some advice and insights of his own. He's joining us from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Morning.
Justin, stamp collecting, a moneymaker? What are you talking about? Really?
you bring up a very good point. And, you know, there are a lot of different jobs that people can get into, their hobbies that they can turn into their businesses. But I want to be careful to say, you know, obviously starting a small business is always risky. Actually, 7 out of 10 businesses actually fail within the first 10 years. But
right.
Despite that number, small businesses at this moment number almost 30 million, constitute 99.7% of all employers, and create the majority of small innovations, according to the Small Business Administration office.
And right now the government is tossing a lot of money at small business to try to stoke the job market. So is that part of the mix here?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that you're seeing is they're trying to increase small business lending. And actually, on February 2nd, Obama outlined plans for the Small Business Lending Fund, which will transfer $30 billion from the Troubled Asset Relief Program to a new program that will support small businesses in terms of the lending and increase funding for some of the small banks that are giving lending to these small businesses. So I think that what we'll see is these enhancements will actually increase the federal government's guarantees of loans from 75% to 90% and waive fees for business owners.
Okay, so starting a small business might get a little bit easier because they want to make the job market a little bit better for us. Lee Zukor, eating. Now, the whole point of what we're talking about here is turning a hobby at home into something that can make money. Hey, we all like to eat, but I don't get paid for it, so you got to bring us up to speed here.
Okay, well, it's not exactly only eating. I was able to do that and not make a ton of money for
right.
a long time. I started a business called Simple Good and Tasty, and it's about connecting people to local, organic, sustainable, and fair trade food. So it's specifically about eating in a certain way.
Eating in a certain way. And what way is that?
It's about really connecting with people who are producing food and connecting with people at restaurants who are providing food in ways that are really meaningful.
Now, in what way was this your hobby before you decided to try to make it a moneymaker? Were you into organic production, into green eating? I mean, this is your passion.
Yeah, I think like a lot of people, I was really interested, but I didn't necessarily think that it was going to be my business. It's when I started kind of really exploring social media in a totally different way, and I created a blog to make sure that I could actually turn something that I was really interested in and really doing a bunch of research into some sort of at least a commitment to think about it every day and see if I could add anything to the conversation. And then once it became clear that other people were interested in what I was saying and in that conversation, then it was a matter of trying to figure out how to turn that into a business.
Justin Jones Fosu, I'm just wondering, we have seen a lot of data coming out about the number of people who have been laid off or for whatever reason have ended up freelancing. They're working for themselves as freelancers, which is not the same as starting your own business, but can you turn steady freelance work into a small business?
Absolutely. One of the things that people are seeing is for freelance work, as well as some of the things like local product, green business, technology, that there's a market out there, but people have to really do their research. They have to find out and get some of the market data that may be coming out from the census.gov, as well as other places. And there's actually a really good book that's called Wait Before You Quit Your Job, and it's by the Robert Kiyosaki. And it's phenomenal to outline your process and plan to really take your business or take what you love to do and translate that into a meaningful opportunity.
Justin Jones Fosu, host of Listen Up on WEAA Radio in Baltimore. We need a little bit of practical, you're full of practical advice, but everybody has lots of hobbies. I mentioned stamp collecting at the top, maybe not a moneymaker. What are the growth areas where somebody who has a passion at home could really turn it into a hot business idea? Because we don't want people just sort of going down a blind alley here. What are the best areas?
Absolutely. There's four areas that I'll highlight today, and one is local product. You know, for those of you who like to keep things in the community, now is a great time. Consumers are increasingly seeking a local angle when looking at where to spend their hard-earned dollar. And what we're seeing is that there's been more than 5% annual growth for the past 5 years in farmers markets, according to Entrepreneur.com. Also, green businesses, and I'm sure that's not a surprise to many. But for the Earth mothers and fathers out there doing everything from sewing clothes, diapers, to planting green roofs, this could really be your next business. In places like California, green businesses have increased 45% in number and 36% in employment from 95 to 2008. And only two more. One is tech nerds. You know, it's definitely time to start your business. According to the U.S. Department of Labor, network systems and data communications analysts will be leading occupations in terms of percentage of growth in jobs between now and 2016. And this is one of my favorite, y'all. The Twitter addicts out there, there's actually real work in social media. One of the things that has come across the stage is that 33% of young consumers actually want to see more companies utilizing social networks, and they do believe that it's going to be there. So you are needed if you know how to do it well.
All right, well, let me get on to Lee Zucker here, founder of Simple, Good, and Tasty. Lee, it sounds like Justin Jones Fosu has you down to a T. You got four out of four here, local, green, tech nerd, and social media. Is that how you're making your money?
Well, it sort of is. Yeah, I think combining those things is exactly how. The model that Simple Good and Tasty uses is publishing, sponsorships, and memberships, and it's about building community online and offline. I think that's an important piece. So leveraging social media not in a way that we're sort of barking at people what it is we think, but really engaging people in understanding the business and the opportunity and the community and what it is that we bring to that.
And hopefully getting them to pay a little bit at the same time, so it's not just a hobby, but it's actually a living. Lee Zucker, founder of SimpleGoodAndTasty.com, somebody who turned his hobby into a moneymaker, or at least we hope so, and Justin Jones Fosu, leadership trainer and host of WEAA Baltimore Radio's Listen Up Show, joining us to talk about turning a hobby into a job. Thanks, gentlemen.
And let's turn this over to our listeners right now. Do you have a hobby or a special interest that you would like to turn into a career, or maybe something that you think could be a real moneymaker? Let us know your ideas at 8778-MYTAKE or post it to our website, thetakeaway.org. And we're also hosting a doggy competition on our website. You can go take a look at the pictures and vote on the dog picture that you think should get best in show at thetakeaway.org. That's also where you go to vote on who's having a good week or a bad week. You can also call us at 8778-MYTAKE. I'm Celeste Headley.
I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry this week. It's The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.